This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, says it is reviewing a ceasefire plan in Gaza put forth by Israel following a visit to Israel by an Egyptian delegation where officials described a new vision for a prolonged end to hostilities. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
Another night of protests in Tel Aviv as hundreds call for new elections and the ouster of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Protesters say Netanyahu's government isn't doing enough to bring home the hostages, despite him recently having said Israel will increase both political and military pressure on Hamas. Hamas's military wing released a video over the weekend that appears to show hostages Keith Siegel and Omri Meron sending messages to their families as the Jewish holiday Passover draws to a close at the end of April. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Protests are roiling college campuses across the U.S. as administrators with graduation ceremonies next month face demands schools cut financial ties to Israel against the backdrop of the Israel-Gaza war. About 275 people were arrested on Saturday at campuses in states including Indiana, Arizona, and Missouri. Those have pushed the number of arrests nationwide to nearly 900 since New York police removed a pro-Palestinian protest encampment at Columbia University and arrested more than 100 demonstrators on April 18th. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday issued a fresh plea to the international community to hurry up and deliver more air defenses, start formal talks for his country to enter the European Union, and invite Ukraine to join NATO. This is VOA News.